Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. That's my favorite quote from The Truman Show. I really do like that show because I think sometimes we're all kind of living in The Truman Show. Isn't that crazy? I hate thinking that, but sometimes that's where I go. Thinking of thinking. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. That's a quote by Alice Walker. So yeah, we all have thinking power. No, that's not what she said. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. Isn't that crazy how we sabotage our own thoughts? I was talking to a friend recently who he was saying to me that this opportunity came to him again. This is like the third or fourth time this opportunity presented itself to him. And he didn't understand, like, is it going to just keep presenting itself? Is this the last time it presents itself? And he didn't really know what to do with it because the previous times he followed the opportunity lead, but it hit a dead end and he gave up. So here is that same opportunity again. And he was just looking for some advice. And the advice I gave him was really just for him to understand, first of all, what the opportunities were. And I kind of think of opportunities as they're always there. It's sort of like if you don't have the radio on in your car, it doesn't mean the music or whatever else is going on isn't there. You just don't have your radio on, so you can't hear it. So that's kind of the same thing. I think we live our lives without really having our radio on, or we're on the wrong channel sometimes. And it's not until we actually turn our radios on, so to speak, and tune in to what's actually going on around us. It's at those times when the opportunities or different things will present themselves to us. And if you're not ready for it, you can just shut it off. No one's telling you that you have to listen to it. It's your choice. But if it's a little intriguing, and if it's something that maybe you had been thinking about along the way, maybe you should follow it a little further. And if it's something that you truly want deep down, follow it until you are satisfied, right? If you truly believe that this is a job I want, this is a career change I want to do, this is where I want to move to, this is who I want to date, this is what I want to do tomorrow. It could be simple things. This is what I want to have for dinner. Simple things like that. But it could also be huge things. You know, I mentioned a few huge things in there. A lot of times people say, trust your gut. But that only gets you so far, because pretty soon you're going to hit a roadblock. Just because the opportunity presents itself to you doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be easy to reach that final goal. So when you're ready to jump over the hurdles, and when you're ready to jump over the hurdles that they now lit on fire, then you can take it to fruition. But only you know that. So whatever it is that sparks you and pushes you, that's inside all of us. And that's the way we think. That's what Alice Walker is saying. If you don't think you have any power, if you don't think you can accomplish your goals, you're not going to. But if you can change your thinking, start there and see what happens. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.